Okay, Rabbi said we're going to start Perek Yud. La'achov shivim bonim b'shemron v'yichtoiv yehu sforim v'yishlach shemron el sori Yisrael. Basically, Yehu Anovi now sends a message to the people to revolt against Achov. But the Perek begins by telling us Achav's greatness, not talking about his sit, because he was no tzaddik, he was a Roshan. But he had in those days, one of the ways of showing gvure was obviously wealth, strength, and children. Like we say in the Megillah, Roiv Bonov. Right? Roiv Bonov. Haman and Roiv of his sons. The Riboy Bonim was a sign of gvura. So Achav, Haroshe, had 70 sons, B'Shemron. And the Yalkut Shemaini says that Achav was in two places. He was in Shomron, and he was in Yisrael. And the Yalkut Shemaini says that he had Shivim Bonim in each place. He had 140 children. That's a big mishpach. Right? That's a big mishpach. So Chazal tell us, obviously the reason why it starts the Perek that way is because Yehu now is giving a mission that they should revolt against him, trying to give you an idea who he was. This wasn't a simple person to revolt against. It was a gibor. But Chazal tell us another very important nekuda to be learned. It's a difficult Chazal. I'm going to read you the Yalkut Shemaini. And this is a question that many people can have. Bechlal, in life. I'm all you see, what seems to the naked eye, what seems to when you look, it looks like a Rosha has success. And then you see a tzaddik, he's never geschwitzt and neklocked. He's having a hard time. Moshe Rabbeinu already asked the Rabbanu Shem this kasha, right? Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rabbanu Shem this kasha. Tzaddik v'raloi, Rosha v'toivloi, right? Moshe asked this kasha. So listen to Chazal. Talk to Yalkut Shemaini. Avram also Ritzoincha. Avram, there's no bigger Baal Oyser Ritzoin Koine than Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was an Oyev Hashem. He spread the Avos Hashem to the whole world. Hikar is Boyroi. Avram Avinu, what did he have as far as kids? He schwitzed and he clocked and he verhacked. They finally got a Yishmael. Then he got a Baruch Hashem. He was like to Yitzchak Avinu, 100 years old, right? Says the Medrash, Avram also Ritzoyincha. He spent his whole life dedicating himself to the Rebbeinu Shel. What did he get? L'seif me'er shana nasat aloy ben. At Oiski Klub, he Oiski Klub, he got one kid. Yishmael, we're not even talking about. Ki bi Yitzchak yikorei l'chazara. Yishmael's not even called his son. If you remember, we had that medrash, right? Amad shvulochem imachamo. Amadoim imachamo. Yishmael wasn't even miyuchas after Avram Avinu in certain ways. Achov, he dedicated his life to anger HaKadosh Baruch. He was a world-class Oyved Avodah Zarah. What does he have? 70 kids? 70 kids here, 70 kids there. No problem, kids. Nosataloi hoilid shivim bonim. Now the Medrash goes on to the Rebbe. Sorry, Meinu. Also, Ritzayna. She did a Ratzon Hashem. She dedicated her life to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What'd she get? Nosataloi ben l'tishim shana. For 90 years, nothing. Izebel bas koimdim. Achav's wife, Izebel. Balas avodah zarah. Right? Her yichus was to be a daughter of priests. Nosata lo shivim bonim. As I frek the Yalkut Shemaini. He doesn't ask a kasha, he says it as a fact. You have to know what's there to be learned. What's there to be learned? And what bothered me also is, why is this being taught to us here in this parak? We'll see what the lesson is. You should know the kash of the Medrash, the statement of the Medrash, was really something that we find by Hoggah. If you remember Chazal by Hoggah, we have very interesting Chazal by Hoggah. Hoggah started out, she was a Ishit Sitkonis, right, Hoggah? Hoggah was a Bas Malachim. Hoggah was a, according to Chazal, she came from the house of power. She had all the wealth, everything she wanted. And she decided on her own, she's going to become a maid to Hoggah, to Sarah Imena. That's a pretty big Baal Madriga. To leave the palace of Mitzrayim, to go be a cleaning lady for Sarah, it's pretty chosh. Right? But Chazal tells a very interesting thing about Hoggah. As soon as she became pregnant, you know, Sarah Imenu complained to Avraham Avinu that Vatera ki orosa, when as soon as Hoggah saw that she was pregnant, she mocked fun out of me. She undermined Sarah. Right, so Chazal tell us what happened. So if you remember Rashi, there's a Rashi in Parashas Lech Lecha. And Rashi says that as soon as she became pregnant, she said, Sarah's not a tzaddikus. Sarah's not a tzaddikus. Look, she has no kids. She's with Avraham Avinu all these years. She has no kids. Fani, be Rishon Ha'ayin, as soon as I marry Avraham Avinu, have a child. I'm a tzaddikus. Who's she? Interesting. Interesting Chazal. You have to know what happened to Hoggah. Hoggah was such a tzaddikus, a balas tshuva geyeres. She gave up all the riches, everything, all the honor, everything she had, all the grace that she had in the palace to become a maid for Hoggah. And now all of a sudden she becomes pregnant. That's it. She's, all things over. If I were Hoggah, I'd have much more kosa tov now to Sarah Imenu. She gave me Avram, and now I'm carrying Avram's baby. Wow! What's pshat? So I said a posha pshat in Hoggah. Hoggah, why did she become a Gieres? According to the Chazal, that she was a Bas Pari. You know, she became a Gieres because she saw when Pari took Sarah, he got gehacked from all sides. Vayinaga Hashem is based Pari, right? She saw that Pari got gehacked from all sides. So basically, she saw Schar V'Einish. She saw, hey, if you do the right thing, you get rewarded. If you do the wrong thing, you get... So her whole reason to convert was because she saw punishment and reward. It wasn't because Av me Ava. So the second she saw that Sarah is being punished, not having kids, and she's being blessed, that went against her whole ideology. Her whole gerus was based on the fact, Schar V'Einish. So if your whole relationship with Hashem is based on reward and punishment, so you look out the window, you see how the wind is blowing. If today it's blowing in your direction, oh, Givaldik. That's why she did it. She made a decision based on which way the wind was blowing. Now it makes sense. She was Megaya based on the way the wind was blowing. And now when the wind was blowing by her, she's the tzaddikus and Sarah's the... But what's Taka to answer? What's Pshat? So I want you to know it's a Muridik Chazal, and you should know it's a tremendous chizik. A lot of times in life you go through things, you see, it comes to Kumdan Shvel. You see, it's hard for you. Hard for you. Sometimes the learning is hard. Sometimes you look, you see a guy next to you. It goes easy for him. The same toisvis, right? You open up the toisvis, you open up the psikresha, the lehinichale, the aruch, and you're sitting there cracking your head. You see a guy next to you, he did the same toisvis. He looks like he's gliding right through it. Right? He seems to be having a lamaba. And you're sitting there clapping the cup in the vant. I'm sure it's hit you, such a thing. Hits you. Okay. So we know easiness is not always a mile. I love the Maisa with Rav Moshe. There's a maisa, a famous maisa. I'm not telling you the validity, I don't know the validity of it, but it was a famous story. That Reb Moshe met a kid. Kid came to Reb Moshe. And Moshe was giving him a bracha. So Reb Moshe asked the kid, "Nu, tell me what your Rebbe taught you today." The kid didn't have what to say. He said, I'll tell you what my Rebbe said. I told him I'm coming to you today. I told him I'm coming to Reb Moshe. And you know what my Rebbe said? He said, anybody could become Reb Moshe. This is what the kid told Reb Moshe. But I guess the kid said it like it's apple pie. Sure, Reb Moshe, no problem, no sweat. Reb Moshe looks at the kid, he goes, "Zanish does a gring." In English, it means it's not so easy. It's not as easy as it sounds. The Rebbe made it sound like, you know, Reb Moshe walked in the Beis Medrash. It says, if you want to be Reb Moshe, turn to the right. The seat's on the right corner. Just go there and that's it. Reb Moshe, don't work like that. But listen to Chazal, the Medrash Rabbah, here's the kasha. The Yalkut Shemayni Bayaz just makes a statement. The Medrash Rabbah, in Bereshis, Medrash Rabbah is the kasha. Medrash Rabbah says like this. This is in Parashat Zion, in Bereshis. The Medrash says, Vayovi Yelhogo Vatahal. Kivon Shebo Lehom Miyad Misabra. As soon as she married Avram, they were together. That's it, she became pregnant. So the Medrash Rabbah says, what's going on? Listen to what the Medrash Rabbah answers. Says the Medrash Rabbah, look outside, you'll find mushrooms. They just grow from nowhere. They don't even need the ground to grow. Right? They just grow. Okay. The cheaper something is, the easier it grows. Right? You know the moss? You ever saw the moss? It grows on the walls, it grows on the buildings, it grows on it's coming out of everywhere, the moss. People are busy getting, people get the what they call weed whackers, right? They sell it in the stores, weed whackers. You know what a weed whacker is, right? Maritz, you know what a weed whacker is? It whacks the weeds, right? Does anybody plant weeds? Of course not. But you need to get a weed whacker because they're growing from all over the place, yeah? But if you want to have a nice lawn, you have to go and seed it and this and water it and this. You want to plant a nice tree, become a sugar vine. You do it in the summer, it dies, you try again, you could go crazy, right? You don't have grass whackers. Why? People want it. They want the grass to grow. So the Medrash Rabbah says, a cheap thing is easy come, easy go. It's cheap. So the Medrash compares Yishmael to a mushroom. Yeah, Hogar got Yishmael right away. Look what she got. You want your shmuel? Have them. You want five of them? Take five. Nebuch, today we have the millions and they're growing all over the place. We got to get rid of them somehow. Right? They're coming out of the rafters. They explode all over the place also. We want them to explode differently, different ways, peacefully. Zok the Medrash Rabbah. If you want to get a good wheat, you know how much work you got to do? Prepare the soil, seed it, and water it, nurture it. You want to plant a date tree, you know how much work goes into it? You ever saw the way they treat an estric tree? I don't know if any of you have ever seen what goes involved in an estric tree. You know how sensitive estric tree is? You think about how beautiful their soygim are. People always tell me, Rebbe, why is sregim so hard to find clean sregim? Look at all other fruits. You don't find such a problem. I say, yeah, come, let's pick up an orange. We have to pick up an orange. Yeah, take a look at the orange. It's filthy. Happens to be nobody's looking at the orange going like this. Is it a chazazis? It's an orange. When you see a beautiful red sun-kissed orange in the store, you pick it up, and you look at it the way you look at an estric, you'll see that every single orange is puzzled. Okay. But estric is a precious fruit. Unbelievable kirches go into an estric. That's what the Medrash says. Abul achito, kamo tsar v'kamo yigia. How much you have to put into it to have the chito. Atshiyal. Lochein hogo yoldo teikif ben. Hagar gave birth to a kid right away. A mushroom. Yeah, the mushroom came just like that. Avul Sarah, because she gedayla, yolda ben, b'nei sheya chashev moed, because Yitzchak was so chashev. V'dover chashev, something chashev, e'efshe lahasig b'lo yigir. Something chashev you don't just get, you got to work for it. It doesn't just happen. It doesn't just, you have to develop it. I once wanted to say that this Medrash Rabbeh explains to me a very difficult Gemara. Because Chazal also asked the Kasha Maseches Yevamos. Chazal tell us, why were the Emoyos Akoros? Why did the Emoyos have trouble having children? So Chazal say, you all know the Chazal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misavel Tfilos on Shulchan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Tzadikim to daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally desires the Tfilah of Tzadikim. So when I was a kid, I learned this Gemara the first time. I had a simple question. I don't know if it bothered all of you. Just tell you what bothered me. I don't understand. Why did the Rabbanu Shlomo make that the Ovos and Emoyos should have to go through such a tzar? Hashem wants them to daven. There are other ways for them to daven. You have to hold back for them to have children? You know the tzar of a woman to go through 90 years without a child? I deal with people, takes them a couple of years, 4, 5, 6 years, they're going through Eve every day. The person wants to dig in the diamond, fine, what's the big deal? He has to do it this way. First of all, Avram and Sarah, Avram tikin tefillah shachris. Hashem could have told Avram, Avram, listen, if you and the Rebbetzin could daven 3, 4 hours a day, I'd appreciate it. Do you think Avram would have hesitated? I'm from the Akedah. I think he would have hesitated. Why did the Amish have to make that they shouldn't have children? And through that, get them to daven. So I see that's pshat in this medrash. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu misavel the tefillos shel tzadik, it means it's not just Hashem likes the tefillah of a tzadik. The tefillah of a tzadik pulls us, the tefillah of a tzadik accomplishes. Hashem wanted that the children should be born from tefillahs. Hashem wanted that the ovos should be born through tefillah. It's a different child. That way it's not a mushroom. Yishmael mushrooms. Hashem dafka wanted there should be preparation and tefillah. And that's how they should have the ovos. In the Mela, if the learning comes a little hard or a mitzvah comes a stickle hard, sometimes a guy tells me, and I can't blame them. Sometimes you have a difficult parent. It's hard. It's hard. A parent is tough, and they're not understanding, and they're not this. You're lucky. You mekayim keep it aveim with avoida. See, me, the Eibishter made it very easy for me. He gave me the kind of parents, it's very hard not to be mechabed them. Very hard not to be mechabed them. If the Tosfos is harder to get, you can accomplish more by going through the Tosfos. If the guy next to you is breezing through it, first of all, he's probably fooling himself. That's a different issue. But you're going to get more from your work. You're not getting mushrooms. The more avodah that goes in, sometimes a mitzvah comes your way. Yeah, this is a tough mitzvah. I'm going to skip this one. Hopefully, Satan come and gring. Rabbi Yankov used to scream when people used to say, yeah, I want you to give me siyata. I should have extra siyata d'shmaya when I do a mitzvah. Rabbi Yankov said, no. It's the best of tzahavot. It's better that you work a little harder. Siyata d'shmaya parnos is no problem. But mitzvah, put more. The more you put in, the more you get. Here this perek discusses the downfall of Achav. With all his kids, roiv bano v'kinyonov, everything he had fell down to down the drain. Here's where the Medrash tells us, you see, what was 140 kids worth? Nothing. That's why the Medrash teaches us this lesson here. The Medrash is trying to tell us that what the tzaddikim got through their yegiah is the main, and that's really the answer. Sometimes you see a chashev person goes through something, he's growing from what he's going through. That's his mission. He had to go through something. Looks a bit to you. But that's, he's growing from that experience. Challenging experience makes somebody grow. Makes somebody steig. That's what the Medrash is teaching.